Somewhere in New Jersey, there's this guy named Dave who has this giant 60s record collection and this pirate radio station in his attic with a transmitter he built from the Allied catalog. His mom doesn't know the clothesline is his antenna, but it sounds better with mom's clothes on. Dave plays all the great songs that radio stations fire DJs for spinning. Those songs now have a home. Dave's broadcast is now being intercepted and beamed back to you via satellite.
Dave the Rave's Relics and Rarities. Enjoy.
Of course, mom doesn't know a whole bunch of things. I think mom would be pretty upset if she knew I was spending just about all my money on these cool vinyl records, but I love these 45s. Dave the Rave, your true record geek, as they're already screaming at me. Relics and Rarities broadcasting live here in the No Static Attic. Those cool hit records and those 45s that deserve that second chance on the radio. I love those crazy instrumentals. And you're probably wondering, where do you find these records, Dave the Rave? Out of North Apollo, Pennsylvania, on the Kiske record label, a group called The Marauders, and a tune called Sliding In. Well, I'm sliding in, all right. Sliding into the No Static Attic with a box of some very cool records, that's for sure. Not just sliding in, but I'm slipping and sliding in, everybody.
Yeah. slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. Slipping and a sliding, peeping and a hiding. Been told a long time ago. I've been told, baby, you've been bold. I won't be your fool no more. Ow!
Some of that early rock and roll just sounds so good. 1956, Little Richard. Great tune there called Slippin' and Slidin'.
Way, way down in New Orleans, boats go out and in, upbringing jumbo trim by the fishermen. That's the life for me, and that's where I'm gonna be. Every evening when the sun goes down, I'm a bringing them in, can't let the boss man down. The shrimp nets are heavy, but I still gotta earn my pay. Crawfish pie from the gumbo mud, the mighty Mississippi bringing down the floods. Towboats coming from the northern state to get a load of shrimp, and they just won't wait. I'm coming home to my woman in a three-room shack, that old north wind blowing through the driftwood cracks. Don't owe the landlord a dime because the shrimp boat, they gave it to me. Come a Saturday evening when I get my pay, go home and get my baby, head for New Orleans way. Down on Bourbon Street to watch the jazz bands play. When my time comes for me to lay down and die, I know that they'll have shrimp boats up in the sky. Soon me and St. Peter will be fishing side by side.
Fun record that is. From 1959, that's Johnny Burnett. Hard to find that 45 on the Freedom record label, Johnny Burnett and Gumbo. Yes, talking about New Orleans.
I said, hey, 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 yeah.
I said, hey, 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 yeah. They got the honeysuckle coming on the honeysuckle line.
fun place it is down there in New Orleans. And of course, some people debate you with me. Is it New Orleans or New Orleans? Gary U.S. Bonds there for the fall of 1960. That's the one that got it all started for Gary U.S. Bonds. And of course, he keeps going. He's still going strong. Just last week, he was down in Asbury Park, New Jersey. Still sounding good. Of course, early June, June the 6th, Gary U.S. Bonds will be 80 years old.
See the little girl wiggling down the street. See the little girl.
If by chance you meet her, remember
I take her home. I do the things she likes to do. I should do. Oh, 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 what you gonna do for me? I see the guy with the diamond ring. She's the one that bought that thing. What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
A group known as Jack Obedient and the Chessmen from 1965. Yes. He made a couple of cool records on that Fantasy record label. Jack Obedient and the Chessmen and a tune called See the Little Girl. Of course, years later on that Fantasy label, these guys, the great Creedence Clearwater Revival.
Just about a year ago, I set out on the road, seeking my fame and fortune, looking for a pot of gold. Things got bad and things got worse, I guess you know the tune. Oh Lord, stuck in a low die again.
certainly got your money's worth for that particular record. What, 79 cents perhaps for that record? And a record that actually was debuting on the Billboard Top 100 charts right around this time in 1969. It debuted on May 3rd of 69, Creedence Clearwater Revival. One side was Bad Moon Rising, and the other side was that great tune called Lodi. And I don't know if you're like me, but, you know, very often I have like a favorite Creedence Clearwater Revival song, and then maybe a month later it's a different song because they had so many great records. Love those guys. And I believe that John Fogerty, if you Google this online, I think you'll find out that John Fogerty in 2019, back on the road. So if you get a chance to see him in concert, don't miss it. He's great in concert. The great John Fogerty, lead vocalist, the guy who wrote most of the songs for Creedence Clearwater Revival.
For the Relics and Rarities Super Express.
Here we go. We got stereo, I think. Taking it down to Houston, Texas right now.
Hey, Sugar Bear.
Yeah, man.
Archie's in here back in his bag.
Archie going crazy.
Lee, you mean to tell me Archie's giving up all this just to go back down there to that little old country chick?
Definite cool Archie Bell and the Drills 45. And that fell through the cracks. You won't even find that on Archie Bell and the Drills, like their greatest hit CD. I don't think any radio station even played the record, but your true record geek, Dave the Rave, picking up that 45. Love that record there. Archie Bell and the Drills and a tune called Archie's in Love.
More than just the hits. Relics and Rarities with Dave the Rave.
It's a Relics and Rarities Stone Smash! Definite smash if you grew up listening to Chicago Top 40 radio.
Every day and every night.
She might live up in the hills.
Every day and every night.
Could be a farmer's big caller.
Every day and every night.
Beautiful, 1966, yes. And of course, I was one of those record geek guys that late at night I would try to pick up radio stations way out of the area. I grew up in central New Jersey, but late at night you'd pick up like WLS, WCFL out of Chicago, and that was a top 15 record in that market. Fall of 66 for the Trolls on the ABC record label, and a tune called Every Day and Every Night. And not just every day and every night, but all of the day and all of the nights.
I'm not content to be with you in the daytime. Girl, I want to be with you all of the time.
And of course, I wish I could play records for you all the day, all the night, because there's thousands and thousands of 45s here in the Relics of Rarities vault. Yes, it's like no place to walk. Dave the Rave, a true record geek. And of course, speaking of a lost 45, here's one that definitely should have been a hit record. What a cool record this is. The group is called Adam's Apples.
Don't take it out on this world, because you've been hurt.
June of 1967. Very big on the Northern Soul scene on the Brunswick record label, the group called Adam's Apples, and a tune called Don't Take It Out on This World. Well, every week on the Relics of Rarity show, I play a Mystery Oldie 45. It's where you get one guess only, and we play just for fun. You got to try to figure out who's doing the record. And of course, this was last week's Mystery Oldie record.
Trouble seems so hard to bear. Call my name, hear me talking to your baby. Call my name, don't you hear what I'm saying? Call my name, oh, call my name, and I'll be there. If you feel that you're all alone and sick inside, no longer want to try or care if you should live or die.
This week's Mystery Oldie 45, a record which did get some airplay in regional markets from a group, of course, that featured on lead vocal Mr. Van Morrison. The group was Them. That was the correct answer, Them, and a tune called Call My Name, which up in Albany, New York, on WPTR. That's a record that was one of their pick hits back in February of 1966. It also charted. It did pretty well in Miami, Florida, WFUN. So you might have heard that record down in the Miami market. And also a top 25 record in spring of 1966 on KTKT, 990 AM out of Tucson, Arizona. Once again, the group called Them, Call My Name on the Parrot record label. Congratulations to our winners, Gary Mason, the man on a mission, on a roll. No doubt about that. Dave Greenman Smyska out of Stonebank, Wisconsin. Ed Flasick from Appleton, Wisconsin. Kevin Buxton, Campbellsport, Wisconsin. Brand new listener, Dave Lyons, Asheville, North Carolina. Dawn and Larry Kukan in South Plainfield, New Jersey. Down there in South Beach, Florida. Santi in East Brunswick, New Jersey. Carolyn Ruperto, guessing that Mystery Oldie 45, once again, Call My Name by Them. Now, Dave Lyons, Asheville, North Carolina, he took the Relics and Rarities Challenge. And I actually had this particular 45, even though his email said, you probably don't have the record, but you're a record geek. Well, I had the record, and it's not even a favorite record of mine. I just kind of had it in my collection. It's by the New Colony Six from June of 1970. But because you're a brand new listener, even though I'm not in love with this record, for the great Dave Lyons down there in Asheville, North Carolina.
It's about
starting to grow on me. Yes. Well, thank you for that, for that Lost 45 request, because I forgot I even had that record. You know, with 117,000 plus 45, it's hard to remember all of those records. But Dave Lyons, Asheville, North Carolina, that was your request there from April of 1970 on the Mercury record label. Once again, out of Chicago, Illinois, the New Colony 6 in a tune called People and Me.
Dave the Rave has what you crave.
I keep on dancing for
the Rave for your fave.
Watch out! Here comes another Relics and Rarities Sure Shot! Not just a sure shot, but it's a sure thing. Dave the Rave with Ollie and the Nightingales.
A man can't do no more than a woman let him. She won't make mistakes if she knows she'll regret them. A woman will stick by you through thick and thin. And with a woman like this, I know I got to win.
Says you gotta dig it. Can't turn that one loose. Sure Shot 45. Had to be a sure shot because it was a sure thing. Actually, this week on the Billboard Top 100, this week coming up, it's number 74 on that Billboard Top 100, going back to May of 1968 on the Stax record label. Ollie McLaughlin was the guy. And of course, the group was called Ollie and the Nightingales. And a tune called I Got a Sure Thing. Here's Sam and Dave Double Dynamite. Of course, they were also on that great Stax record label.
Hey, right, like you feel it. You ought to see what I do when I do this part. Go ahead. La, 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 la.
I like that.
Dig this.
Okay.
Feel like a new man with the whole world in my hand. Stop doing what I used to do. Spend all my time loving you.
Just step by me.
Life to these lost 45s. These lost 45s are born again on the Relics of Rarity show. That might have been, I think it was the last Atlantic 45 from Sam and Dave to hit the Billboard Top 100. Born again, double dynamite, Sam and Dave. Well, it's time for my mystery oldie 45. It's where I play a record. You get one guess only. You have to tell me who's doing the record. You can call me up now, and I take calls after the show as well. I pretty much take calls at any time because I've got no life being a record geek. That phone number to call is 609-948-4487. Once again, that number to call, 609-948-4487. You can also email me, and in the subject of your email, be sure to put Mystery Oldie. Mystery Oldie in the subject of the email so that it doesn't get lost. We get a lot of email, mostly all good. The bad ones, we throw them out. But once again, that email address is Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Dave@DaveTheRave.com. Listen carefully and tell me who is singing this next record. And good luck to everyone as we play the mystery oldie game. Shake yourself on over to the telephone line right now, to the telephone. Call me up, 609-948-4487, 609-948-HITS. That's the phone number to call. Or once again, email me, dave@davetherave.com. One guess only. Who did that last record?
This is Dave the Rave. The number one blue-eyed soul brother from the No Static Attic. This is Dave the Rave.
Music power.
Funky.
Hey, stay tuned for Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
With over 117,000 45s here in the Relics and Rarities Vault, this is my Discovery of the Week.
Till then, my moon.
with the streetlights cold and dim, I put on my walking shoes. Tenement plain, that all seems strange. The people here don't cry, but they ain't got no walking shoes. The might as well let down and die. Along with me won't play. Get yourself some walking shoes. Don't believe that it's too late.
Kind of a cool 45. That's my Discover of the Week there from January of 1966. Out of San Jose, California, a group called The Trolls, and of course not to be confused with The Trolls that I played earlier out of Chicago, Illinois. Once again, These Trolls, San Jose, California group on the Pete Lore record label, The Trolls and Walkin' Shoes. It's Dave the Rave's Discovery of the Week.
Go!
I live for those 45. That's what I live for. Yeah, I spend all my money on records. Dave the Rave, your record geek. And of course, if you've got a special Lost 45, well, contact me, Dave the Rave, with just about, okay, just about every record that you crave. You know, and of course, even Dave Lyons, Dave Lyons from Asheville, North Carolina. He wrote this email to me. Like I said, he was like, Dave the Rave, I know you don't have this record, but I had the record, and I might have your Lost 45 as well. So if you've got a special request, well, email me, dave@davetherave.com, or simply dial me up at 609-948-4487. Sunrays was that last 45, and I love that record. And a tune called I Live for the Sun. Yes, I love the crackle in these old 45s. But that's going to do it for my Relics and Rarities show. Had a blast as always, so thanks for tuning in the program. I'll be back next week, so don't forget to tune in my Relics and Rarities show. Check out my website. Pick up a Dave the Rave Relics and Rarities t-shirt if you'd like. Be the coolest person on your block. What are you waiting for? Get that t-shirt already. You can find the link to my website as well as a link to pick up a t-shirt at www.davetherave.com. And until next time, keep listening for Relics and Rarities.